礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他今天去找美国同事 Amy。
Amy 啊，你在，太好了！你看没看见 Marshall？ 简直把我气死了！我得马上找到他，得把话说清楚。
I'm glad he's not around. I don't know what he did, but you need to calm down before you talk to him.
冷静。
When we are angry, we say things we don't necessarily mean, but we can't take them back after they're said.
我才不管呢。
Remember, you are going to have to work with him for a long time unless you plan to leave. If you chew him out now, you will have a difficult, if not impossible time rebuilding your relationship. Now, tell me what the problem is.
他呀，有个项目要我帮忙。
So you agreed.
是啊，可是没成想啊。他错过了最后期限，反而跟老板说是我没有把数据给他，可他压根就没告我有什么期限呢。
I understand why you are upset, and rightfully so. I still suggest that you take the time to calm yourself, and then plan when and how you will confront him. You can't simply run him down in the hall and have it out.
我就是要让大家都知道，来评评这个理。
It will only make matters worse. Let's talk after work today.And try to avoid Marshall in the meantime.
下班以后，陈豪又见到了 Amy.
Chen Hao, how are you feeling now? Still angry?
我还是不高兴，但是没那么生气了。不过啊，明天一大早，我还是得让他知道，我很不痛快。
May I suggest that you choose a time and a place to talk to him?
那有什么区别吗？
First of all, don't interrupt him when he is working.If the time is not right for him, he may resent your interruption and won't be agreeable to hearing you out.
那应该选在什么地方啊？
Choose a place to meet him where others cannot overhear your conversation. This issue is between you two, so keep it private. You don't want to expose your problem to office gossip or draw anyone else in.
行，不过除了昨天的事儿啊，我还得一气儿都告诉他，他讲电话呀，吃东西，那声音都太大。
This will not be the time to take up all sorts of issues with him. Stay focused on what is bothering you now. Otherwise, he will just think that you are whining.
Hey, Amy, 能不能再告诉我一遍，要怎么处理和同事的纠纷？
First, take time to calm down. Select a private spot to talk. And then plan what you will say and know what you want the outcome to be.
谢谢你 ，Amy。